Hey guys, it's James
and Samuel.
and this week we'll make week four of Down the Rabbit Hole on our resistance series. This week we are talking about violent resistance, but before we get into it, I just wanted to say I am expected to be home this weekend, so the next episode of Week in Anjo should be all nice and spiffy and clean. However, my job is going to be sending me out of town again for the next work week, so a week in Anjo will be fine, but the next Down the Rabbit Hole will be a little, well, basically like this one.
Basically, James should be stuck in a perpetual state of never-ending training.
Yes, yes, it's stressful. But yeah, so the next episode Down the Rabbit Hole is going to be a little screwy. We were not expecting this. I just found out today. And then the following week in Anjo will be fine again. So just a heads up for all you guys staying tuned in. But this week we are talking about violent resistance and how much fun the Boogaloo is.
Yeah, so, but more importantly, that violent resistance should be in more of a self-defense effort. So that's kind of the gist of it.
Yeah, my issue with using the term violent resistance, a lot of people typically think that equates to violent revolution.
Or like going out and actively seeking violent actions or attacking people and things like that.
Yeah, yeah. And that's uncalled for. You don't need to go out and just hurt people and shit. I mean, you do you, but you will be met with violence if you initiate it. And while you may claim your violent revolution is necessary and all this shit, the thing is, historically, those who initiate violence are met with violence, and usually it's stopped pretty quickly. So it's really...
Well, also, when it comes to revolutions, non-violent revolutions are oftentimes more successful. And they also require a smaller amount of people participating in the revolution to make it happen. So yeah. Violent revolutions fail more frequently and they require more people.
And more effort. Good God. Mm-hmm. Could you just imagine turning your hometown, your home city, the mountain you live on, wherever you live, imagine turning that into a war zone and just staying on that?
No. Like,
God damn, that is not a world I want to live in. Well, not constantly.
No, it's not.
I'd be fine for like a weekend vacation of violent revolution, but like constant? No. Can't handle that.
No, nobody enjoys that.
No. Well, I don't know. I seem to be having a fun time with it.
Yeah, but they are.
They're French. They're weird. French are weird.
They're very weird. They're pussies until they want a revolution.
And good God, do they love revolution by violence? But yes, the overall point of violent resistance. First, we just want to make sure we're clear. Violent resistance is not violent revolution. Violent resistance is obviously by the terms violence and resistance. Resistance is resisting something that is pushing against you. Therefore, a violent resistance would be self-defense by means of violence. And goddamn, is it effective.
It definitely is, especially once, you know, somebody brings violence to the table, then you kind of have to match that to be able just to protect yourself.
Yeah, once someone has brought violence into a situation, they have escalated it to a point typically where your life has no value to them. Therefore, why should their life have value to you? So when someone escalates something to such a state, you are not only entitled to, but expected to react violently. If someone else wants to get violent with you, you better get violent with them unless you're cool with being dead.
Yeah.
But as far as how this pertains to the government, they are always quick. Whatever agency or organization it is, the government is always quick to initiate violence. They make it well known that they don't give a shit about bringing violence to the table. They will start that shit, whether it is domestic or foreign, whatever is going on, they'll make it well known. Yeah, we'll get violent. You can't stop us. They do it with wars. They do it with police interactions. They do it with everything. And they always, they typically do initiate violence. And this ends up with several innocent bystanders being killed. And as anarchists, that's something we kind of need to stand up to.
Yeah, and it's all about protecting each other and protecting your fellow man. It's not about, you know, going out and starting shit. It's about reacting to shit that's been forced on you for the sake of yourself and others.
Yeah. For the well-being of yourself, your family, your community, it's best that you do not perceive their authority as legitimate. You do not perceive their threat as legitimate. And you, when they start shit, you react. You
basically
respond
treat
with
them how you treat them how you would anybody else.
Exactly. If you saw some random bloodthirsty hooligan running around your neighborhood with a gun, shooting dogs and threatening children and all this other shit, what would you do? Because chances are you would probably react violently. And we need to become more comfortable with the fact that that is okay. They are just people. The only authority, the only thing they do to get this perceived authority is they wake up in the morning and they put on their little blue costume and their badge and they get a gun. Well, fun fact, I dress myself every morning and I don't think I have authority over people.
No, and so, the only way that they can really force their perceived authority is through their monopoly on violence, because that's the biggest tool they have.
Yeah, and given anyone can get violent, the way that they have it monopolized is if the common man gets violent, it is criminal. It's terrible. You're not allowed to do that. How dare you? But if a cop or anybody of a government agency, if anyone does the exact same thing, oh well, he's just doing his job, he's maintaining law and order and peace. And no, he's not. He's violently massacring people out in the streets when he shouldn't be. Maybe
yeah.
Consider this: killing innocent people is wrong.
And that's the thing. That's the double standard the government likes to perpetuate is, you know, if you do it, it's assault. Whereas if they do it, it's arresting. If, you know, you do it, it's kidnapping. It's for them, it's, you know, them taking you to jail. Like it's all the same actions carried out by people, but the government just likes to put different terms on it to pretend it's okay.
Yeah, they figure with a different language that it's more acceptable, and it's not. Treat them like you would treat any other common person. There's nothing special about them. Just because they're in the government does not make them special. Actually, it does make them a little special, but not positive special. It makes them negative special. It makes them bad people. They are typically ruthless, immoral, unethical assholes. That is what kind of special they are, and there is no place in society for people like that.
No,
so
there definitely isn't.
Treat them like you would any other ruthless, immoral, and unethical asshole who's running around just starting violence because he wants to get his rocks off. Shoot him!
So, one of the biggest things that you can do to really ensure your own well-being and safety is to come together as a community, to be able
yes.
to defend one another, not only yourself, but your fellow man.
Yes. Power in numbers, my dude. The more people
that
you get together.
Ooh. Yeah. And that and like the coordination of it all, like just coming together as a community, being able to adequately defend each other.
Yeah. It helps build the community, really. When everyone starts integrating into each other's lives in that way, it helps build a reliable community that can take care of themselves. And hell, it actually makes you a little bit more neighborly. And God knows I love neighborliness. If that's a word, I don't know. Fuck it.
It is now. I mean, shit, Shakespeare created, what, 2,000 words? I mean, fuck it. We can create our own words.
Right? But yeah, you get your people together. Find your people. Get your people. Arm your people. Have your friends and all of you guys live near each other. Keep an eye out for police and police dogs. Shoot their dogs. They like shooting dogs. We like shooting dogs. Kill police dogs. But
yes,
come together as a community.
That's one of the things that's protecting a lot of illegal immigrants right now, is the communities coming together to make sure, you know, through the ICE watch parties and through, like, whenever ICE is coming through with raids, the community coming together to protect those people and hide them. Like, that's a perfect example of a community coming together to actually peacefully resist the government's violence by hiding those who they seek to commit violence against. And so there are multiple ways to respond to the government's violence. You know, sometimes it's thrust upon you and you have to react violently, but other times, you know, you can do it through simply sheltering and protecting those that the government seeks to harm,
while also being ready to react violently against the government if they keep trying.
Yeah.
Like, sooner or later, the government will force peaceful resistance to become violent resistance, and you need to be comfortable with that. You need to be ready for that. If you are not comfortable with violent resistance, I'm sorry, but Anarchy Land is probably not for you. You have to be ready to react violently, because I hate to tell you this, but you're the only person responsible for your well-being.
Mm-hmm.
Which, unless you do as mentioned a second ago, where you can come together with your community, get your people, and really come together to have each other's backs. And this isn't, it sounds like, oh, we're just going to go make our own little micro state. No, no, you're being good neighbors. You're making sure that your neighbors are taken care of, because they're making sure that you're taken care of.
It's something as simple as, you know, you see the cops knocking on your neighbor's door, and then you have a bunch of people from the community come out of your homes to confront them.
Exactly. You see the cops snooping around, go out and tell them to fuck right off. It doesn't matter what they're there for. They shouldn't be there for anything. So if you see cops poking around, if it's at your neighbor's place or if it's at your place, you tell them to fuck off and let them know you're armed. Typically, you know, with the squeeze of a trigger, if you shoot at them, they'll either try and shoot back or they'll be dead.
Just don't be the one to initiate the violence.
Yeah, yeah. First tell them to fuck off, and when they pull their gun, shoot faster than they do.
Well, that's the thing. That's the important thing as well, is to make it hard for them to paint you in a negative light when something like this happens. Like, that way people can look at it and say, okay, we see who started this whole thing.
Yeah, we have to be able to maintain that persona of peace, even in a violent altercation. Even when it comes to violence, we have to be able to maintain that we are peaceful and that our violence is not unjustified.
Well, exactly. So it's all about perception. It's all about being able to, you know, be able to defend yourself in such a way that it does look justifiable.
And that actually, that reminds me of an article that we covered in Anjo a couple months ago, I think. It was Leanne and I covered it. It was this thing going on in Chicago. These two veteran cops on the drug squad, whatever, they had stopped a guy in his car. They pulled him over and they were doing drug bust on his car. They were like, they had him out and they were searching and everything, had a bunch of drugs, when suddenly a bunch of fucking locals pulled up, surrounded them, pulled out their guns and told the cops to fuck right off or die. And sure enough, cops also want to live and get home to their families and blah, blah, all that bullshit. These two veteran officers who'd been in for a while, they packed up and left. They left the drugs. They left the dude. They left everything. They left their dignity and their any respect anyone had for them. They were done. They left. And that is what I imagine as the power of being a community. Because as an individual, the guy they had stopped, he was dead in his tracks. Like, if he tried anything, first off, it's two cops. He could probably shoot one before the other one shot him. So if he just sits there, doesn't participate in any violence, if he just sits there and doesn't get violent with them, they're going to lock him up. He's done. He cannot do this by himself. So when the community came in and they showed that the police were not only outmanned but outgunned, it didn't even have to escalate to violence. It just had to escalate to credible threat of violence. And the cops left. Yeah, cops off, they fucked. And that is something that we can easily achieve as a community, as just common people who arm ourselves. If we band together, we watch each other's backs. It doesn't take a whole lot to scare the cops off.
Yeah, and when it comes to building that and being able to do things like that, a big part of that is communication and coordination. Being able to actually communicate, hey, this thing is happening, we need to go stop it. Or, hey, these people are rolling through, you know, get so-and-so to a safe area. You know, it's all about being able to communicate.
And as far as, like, on-the-fly shit goes, I would suggest getting a police scanner. I believe Wellen, spelled Whelen, makes a good majority of the radios that police use. I'm talking their mobile car units, their handheld units. They make a good bit of them. That and Motorola. For some reason, Motorola. But, yeah, they...
You there?
So as per long distance sessions being buggy, the audio cut right here, and... Oh, yes, Daddy, yes, put it in my ass just like that. Oh, yes. You'll understand later.
Am I back?
Yep.
Yeah, long distance is fucking with us.
Yeah, pretty badly. Yeah, but anyway, the last that I heard was you were saying Motorola was creating a large part of police radios and handhelds and everything.
Yeah, Motorola and Wellen, they make a lot of their police radio units, and I would suggest, it's a private entity. You can get your hands on it. It's a little pricey, but, you know, as a community, you can come together and all invest in one and have somebody actively monitoring that to see police activities. And whenever somebody hears anything about police activities, the rest of y'all get to it. Show them that we will not be infringed upon. Show them that we mean business.
And the thing about the communication part is it can be something just as simple as using an encrypted messenger. Like, everybody in the vicinity is on a group chat specific for these things on an encrypted messenger. Like,
which they are trying to outlaw a lot of different encryption. They're trying to outlaw instant messaging encryption. That's fucking hilarious, but they can't stop us.
Yeah, that way that they can break into your personal data a little more easily.
Yeah. They want to be able to see what you're doing, but God knows if you have a police radio and you're actively monitoring and coordinating people to go out and stop them, they wouldn't be very happy about it.
No.
But the big thing about violent resistance, the thing we all need to keep in mind on this, is that there is strength in numbers, and it's easier to coordinate when we have more people. You would think otherwise, because having a lot of people can be kind of hard to coordinate with, but as far as just a good neighborhood watch kind of thing goes, having a lot of people can make it easier to make sure the whole neighborhood is secure.
Mm-hmm.
So the biggest thing of violent resistance is make sure that not only can you take care of yourself, but make sure you have other people that you're willing to take care of who will take care of you. We can't do this on an individual level. If we try, who's that one guy that went and shot up or tried to shoot up a courthouse?
Yeah, he failed
I
horribly. Like he
he
literally
did.
didn't even hurt anyone.
He tried to kick off the one man boogaloo and got destroyed. And even worse, he got memed like crazy in the afterlife. Like, nigga dead.
Yeah.
He's dead. And whew, that did not play out very well. But that should at least demonstrate to you why we need these numbers, why we need to have communities watching each other's back. We can't do this alone. That guy thought he was pretty well off. And I'm sure a lot of you listening are probably like, oh, well, I'm pretty well off. I've got blah, blah, blah guns. You have two hands. You can probably shoot two guns. You need people, okay? This isn't up for debate. This isn't an argument.
Well, the
You can.
reason you need these people is because the government is made up of a lot of people, and
Yeah.
you yourself, just you, are not going to be able to stand against that alone.
Yeah. And I mean, the best shot you would have is guerrilla warfare tactics, going by gray man theory, where you just blend in with the surrounding people. But the thing is, if you try and shoot somebody up, you try and pull the trigger out in public, even if it is justified, like if you try and shoot a cop out in public, people are gonna hear, people are gonna know, you're gonna stick out like a sore thumb no matter how badly you try to just blend back into the group. Like, it's not an easy feat. You are better off getting a group of people and just having each other's backs. Start a mini militia if you have to. Do whatever you have to do, but be ready for the violence that the government will initiate on you.
Yep, and that's what it's all about, is responding to it. It's not about
Yeah.
initiating, it's all about response.
Yeah, it's not about going to a police station and setting it on fire. As fun as that sounds, that is not what this is about. It's not about blowing up their cars for the hell of it. It's not about going to their homes and murdering them and their children, because then innocent bystanders. But this isn't about initiating anything. This is violent resistance, not violent revolution. Violent resistance is a necessity. You can't get around it. The government will bring violence, and if you're not ready to resist violently, be ready to die violently. They will kill you with lots of violence.
Yes, and it will be without mercy. So you have to understand that, your life is worth a lot to you, and you need to defend it.
Yeah. I mean, unless you don't value your life, but most people do value their lives, and well, I'm willing to defend mine by any means necessary.
Exactly. And also a big part of it is also knowing how to pick your fights. You don't want
Yeah.
to rush head on into death and become a martyr in hopes that it'll incite something. Like, know how to pick your fights. Like, if you're
Yeah,
backed
because
into a
we.
corner, okay, you don't have a choice. But if you have the
We
choice.
saw how well that guy went trying to shoot up the courthouse. We saw how well that went. He ended up being
Yeah.
less of a martyr, more of a meme. He did not pick his fight very well.
No, he didn't. So that's another thing, is like have some thought and some critical thinking about what you're doing before you do it. If you're backed into a corner, of course you have no choice, but if you have options, explore them before you make a move.
Always be on the peaceful defense until it is no longer an option. Your two
Yes.
options for solving any of these issues, they are always peacefully or violently. We try to solve things peacefully as often as possible, and normally that works. But sooner or later, peace is not an option. And
Eventually, it will come to that.
yeah. You can either get to peace easily or you can get there the hard way. And the hard way is by shooting police. I feel like this part of the episode, I feel like this episode is going to get taken down.
Well, I mean,
Like,
yeah, but like
we.
we're not saying go, this isn't a call to action or a call to arms. This isn't saying go out and do things. It's saying defend yourself if you need to. If the situation is forced upon you where you have to defend yourself. Don't be afraid to do so.
Yeah.
That's all this
Don't
is.
Worry.
That's all this episode is saying, you know, come together to protect one another and yourself and ultimately defend yourself. It's all about, so that's what violent resistance is. It's self-defense. Like, violent yeah. resistance is just a fancy way of saying self-defense.
Yeah. And I mean, if you really look at it, the tactics we are advocating for, the tactics of building your numbers, building your coordination, having each other's backs and all of this stuff, minus the initiation of violence, it's what cops do. Cops build their numbers. They stay in constant communication. They have each other's backs, all that. And look at what they do. They are to a point where they will initiate violence on whoever and they get away with it. The point is, violence lets you get away with things. Now, I'm sure that, you know, I myself and Samuel, and I'm sure that a lot of our listeners do not plan on initiating violence to do whatever we want, but understand that the strength of numbers and the willingness to get violent when it is necessary, it can let you live your life more freely. The police, unfortunately, they use their numbers and their willingness to get violent unnecessarily. They use that to do
just
whatever
the
fuck
they
want.
Just for the sake of harming others and benefiting themselves.
Yeah. They do whatever they want, and they know they'll get away with it because they are backed by the largest criminal gang in the fucking planet right now. They have numbers, so if they're out just in public and one of them gets hurt, you know there's going to be five more guys there very soon to back him up. Even though doing their job, if you called them to make an incident report about something, they'd show up several hours later with a notepad, scratching their head, saying, "Sorry, I can't help you." But if something happens to one of their guys, they'll be there in a matter of seconds, guns ready to shoot whoever.
Yeah, and use every available resource to be able to track down whoever it is that committed, you know, the crime against their fellow officer.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, there are like tens, if not hundreds of thousands of rape kits that haven't been tested.
Yeah.
But, you know, because you can be fucking assured that if a cop gets killed, they're going to drop everything to rush to make sure that they get that taken care of and buttoned up.
Yeah, because first and foremost, they have numbers and unyielding loyalty. And that is something that we need to recognize as a means of power. And we do need to keep in mind not to let this power go to our head and do whatever the fuck we want. But
it's all about keeping your fellow man in check as well. Like, not like if you see it going to their head, you know, you have to keep them in check. Don't let them just do whatever they want. Like, where, you know, you have the cops that just stand idly by and watch a fellow officer torture someone. Don't be the one that stands by. Like, be the one that stops it.
Yeah. Good friends tell friends when they are fucking up.
Yes.
Like, keep each other in check, on top of building your community, on top of getting everything coordinated and shit. You'll end up being friends. You'll be neighbors first, and you'll be friends down the road. And good friends don't let other friends be dickheads.
Yes.
So if you see someone within your, for lack of a better word, gang, if you see someone in your gang, in your crew, in your squad, if you see them fucking up, let them know. Say, hey, that shit ain't right. And
exactly.
If they refuse to address said behavior, if they refuse to calm down and be peaceable people, well, we've been talking about violent resistance, and we did say treat cops like anybody else. We said treat cops like they're anybody else. And, well, if you don't treat your fellow man like this, then you're treating the cops special.
Mm-hmm.
Like, treat everyone in this regard. If they are fucking up, if they are initiating violence, be the one to stand up and stop it. It doesn't matter who the fuck it is. Be the one to stand up and stop others from initiating violence unnecessarily.
Exactly.
Especially the police. They're a big target simply because they do it more than fucking anybody. And worse than that, they get away with it more than anybody. So,
Yeah,
like,
they the blue
police,
privilege is real.
yeah, police are definitely a big one to watch, but keep each other in check. Like, we can be a more peaceful people if we are willing to violently resist violence.
Just defend yourself.
Yes. Yes.
But I
Defend
think
yourself.
that is probably a good note to wrap this up on, because gone over all the talking points, everything's come out pretty well. I think we got the point across extremely well. Don't
We
initiate,
even
just respond.
had a fun little gap right there where my audio cut out. So that was cool. I might
Yeah, that
edit
was
that out. I
random.
don't know. I'll try.
Well, I mean, you're not going to be able to edit out them knowing, because good luck. But you can at least edit
Hey
out the gap
guys.
of silence.
Yeah. Hey guys, everything fucked up for a minute there.
See, I know you usually try to insert outtakes into Anjo, but like that little moment of silence, you could just probably squeeze a little something something.
Yeah.
But yeah,
I'll put
guys,
in porn noises. I'll put in some
there
porn
you go.
noises.
Extremely loud ones. But yeah, guys, that
Yes.
is the next episode of Down the Rabbit Hole done. That was going to be long distance episode 3 of 3, but now it is 3 of 4. But keep in mind, this upcoming week in Anjo will be normal, like no long distance. James will actually be here for that. It'll just be
And
next
we're going
week's
to
Down
get
the
the
Rabbit Hole.
full episode. We're going to get the full
Yes.
episode with all 16 articles, and we are planning, don't hold me to it because I fucking suck, but we are planning on doing an Anjo anniversary episode because, what, 2 days ago on the 22nd of July was the 1 year anniversary of the group Anarcho-Journalism being created, and I wanted
Yes.
to do a special episode dedicated to the first however many articles that were posted on the group. So we'll do a quick one of that. It could be fun. I kind of want to go over the early days of my baby. So
Yeah,
we'll see
just
how that goes.
keep in mind, guys, we have very hectic schedules right now with James being out and about with training, and my work life is just always hectic. So just keep that
Yeah.
in mind as we're moving forward. That's usually why, we say, okay, Down the Rabbit Hole is Wednesday or Thursday and Anjo Saturday or Sunday. Because we have pretty hectic schedules. We're busy people.
Yeah, but we're trying to do our best for you guys because we love you.
Exactly. That's the whole point.
And frankly, if I saw a cop trying to start some shit with you, I would probably shoot him.
No, you would defend them. You would defend the person being aggressed.
Yeah, by shooting the cop. I mean, you can't be aggressed by a
Okay.
dead guy, can you?
Okay. I think we're just going to go ahead and end this episode before you like
Episode
get interviewed
done.
by the FBI again.
Oh boy, I don't need that. Yep. Game over. We will see you guys this weekend.
Take it
Toodaloo.
easy and don't get yourself killed.